This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com in a podcast reply to Nefertari on her thread, Smithsonian Suppressing Finds That Go Against Orthodox Isolationist Views. Man, that was a mouthful. But yeah, yes, I can understand this. I can see it happening. So much of this country's history is trying to be, they try to hide it, they try to bury it. There's just, you know, what comes to mind for me is one little incident that happened at the very birth of this country. It was when the pilgrims came over, they landed at Plymouth Rock, and people talk about the very first Thanksgiving, where all the pilgrims got together and the Indians got together and they all had a feast and everything was all so happy and everybody got along. But they don't mention King Philip's War, which happened between the pilgrims and the Indians right at the very, very birth of this nation. It was an ugly little war that lasted about 2 years. The Plymouth colonies lost 8% of their male population. And that's a pretty good chunk of a male population because, I mean, like in World War II, the United States lost 1% of its male population. So 8% is a really big number. But what happened to the Indians during that two-year war was terrible. They say that there was like 20,000 Indians in that area before the fighting started. And when it was over, 60 to 80% were gone. They either fled, they were sent off to the West Indies to be slaves, they were killed. I mean, the Indians were decimated. And that was what happened during the first Thanksgiving. You see the paintings of the pilgrims standing around, and the Indians are standing around, and they're all having this meal. What they don't tell you is the Indians in that picture are the only ones left. It's terrible. Yes, this nation buries many things. It is expedient for people to look at the history books and believe what they are told in those books. It makes for nice, decent, little, you know, controlled people. That's why it's so important for us to go out and study, to learn on our own, to find out the truth. I mean, the things you cite are amazing. Hell, now I want to go visit the Grand Canyon and see if I can sneak into the forbidden areas. I doubt they'll let me in, and they'll probably shoot me for trying, but that is just amazing. And I wouldn't doubt it. Like I said, so many parts of this nation's history is buried. It's buried for the convenience of those that are in control. They would rather paint the happy picture of how things came about. They would rather have us believe the story that has been created on how we got here than for us to know the truth about anything. Information is power. Knowledge is power. I mean, I forget what her name is, but she has an avatar that says the mind is the best power tool, and it's true. So, yes, I believe this is true. I believe they have found many things that they have buried, many things that they don't want us to know. They will hide and obscure the truth in order to spoon-feed the population what they want the population to know. And that's why I love ATS. I have learned so much here from people such as yourself, from all the members who constantly bring up things that make me go, duh! How could I have believed the party line? I am such an idiot. Still, I guess I better close this out. Thank you, my dear, for a lovely podcast. This is Mr. Whoopi. Love and light to each of you, my friends. Good night.